If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
You know her. She's the money lady, gives it to you. It's the savage truth. And Terry, do you think that the Fed will cut interest rates in September?
The market thinks the Fed will cut interest rates, and that's what matters most. However, in my latest column, How Interest Rates Work, which is posted at terrysavage.com, it'll be in the Tribune this weekend, I talk about the fact that while the Fed has limited control over interest rates, it has can make a big impact on short-term rates. But if the rest of the world says, America, we're worried about your dollar, we're worried about your debt, we're worried about inflation and the future value of the dollar, then they will demand a higher interest rates to lend us money by buying our bonds. And in that huge bond market, which dwarfs the stock market, we have $37 trillion worth of debt outstanding, roughly. While short-term rates came down, bad news for savers. Six-month T-bills today just snitched under 4%. However, the 10-year Treasury bounced back up to 4.28. And the 30-year, who would lend the U.S. money for 30 years at a low rate when you're worried about what the dollar would be worth? Well, that yield is pushing just up to nearly 5%. So the Fed probably will cut, but the question is, will that really do anything to the economy, because longer rates are determined in the bond market?
Okay. And you said the national debt now stands at $37 trillion. So the budget bill added another $3 trillion to that. And I'm reading what you wrote, and you said we, the taxpayers, will pay about $952 billion in interest just this year alone.
Yeah. What's happening is now that interest on the national debt is dwarfing any savings you could, if you wanted to, get from cutting Medicaid, from dealing with other issues. Interest on the national debt just ranks behind our national defense. So this is a serious problem. The world is taking a look at it. What really happened today, that I think this is just a landmark day. We had gold close over $3,600 an ounce, Lisa. I have been a gold bug since I first started buying gold at $65 an ounce. I've never sold any gold. And I just went to my own website, and in the search columns box, I put the word gold. And I knew I had just written about it. And on March 17th, I wrote a column when gold closed over 3,000. Then I looked at the next listing, July 30th, 2020. Gold has broken through to new all-time highs, nearly $2,000 an ounce. And in January 9th, 2019, gold is now trading at $1,291 an ounce. So we've followed it all the way up, explaining how to buy gold or gold stocks or gold coins or companies that represent gold bullion on the New York Stock Exchange. But what gold is telling you is that the world is worried about America's future, about the fact that everything is traded in dollars. Even oil is priced in dollars. And the concern is, what's going on with America's budget? What's going on with America's economy? And what's the potential for inflation? So even if the Fed does cut rates, and that might depend on Friday's unemployment report. We have other jobs reports this week before the Fed meets. Even if the Fed cuts short-term rates, it's going to be very tough to convince the rest of the world that the dollar is sound.
All right, a couple questions. Let's go to Steve on line one. Steve, what's your question for Terry Savage?
Yeah, hi, Terry. Hey, I just real quick question. You know, the last 20, 25 years, you know, our economy now requires double income, right? The husband and the wife both have to work. I guess my question is to you, what would you do to try to reduce real estate taxes in Illinois? Thank you.
Oh, okay. You can all elect.
Bye. Solve it right now, Terry.
Right. Solve it right now. Well, first elect me governor. And, the problem is we have so many things we want from our government, and real estate taxes or income taxes have the same negative effect. The people who can afford to leave and move out do on the margins. And it's not just wealthy people. I read a report from Wallet Hub. I don't have it in front of me, but this came through yesterday, that Illinois is one of the worst places to retire, Chicago area particularly, in the nation. It's like 300 in, on the grading scale. It was horrible because of taxes, both property taxes and we have a state income tax. Where did they like the best? Orlando, Florida, no state income tax, low property taxes, and I'm trying to think of it. Oh, and no estate tax. Illinois has an estate tax. So the point is, when you raise taxes, you drive people out. But we've promised schools money. We've promised people, you know, support, and that's what our taxes go for. We're caught in a downward spiral, I'm afraid, in Illinois.
Matt is online too. Matt, what's your question for Terry Savage?
Hi, Terry. Hi, Lisa. Terry, last week I sent in a question on John Williams' show that you answered about debt settlement program, and I could see your eyes roll through the back of your head through the radio. And so I did what you did suggest, and I went to your page and I clicked and I signed up for credit counseling, and I
yes.
just as of today got out of that debt settlement program.
Okay, so, I'm glad.
Yeah, and my question is now, how is my credit going to be affected now with, I will be now making on-time payments again, but I am in the program.
Okay, let me back up and do two things. On the home page now, Terry Savage, a big red box, how to deal with your debt. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, their website, their toll-free number, 800-388-2227, is prominently posted. The difference between nonprofit trusted credit counseling and debt settlement programs is those settlement programs say, we'll make a deal with your creditors. Stop paying them. Set the money aside in an account we'll create. When you've put enough in there, we'll negotiate a real, you know, 50 cents or 20 cents on the dollar payment. You'll be out of debt. The problem is it totally ruins your credit. And then in the meantime, they could garnish your wages. It depends. Many creditors will do that. The nonprofit NFCC, National Foundation for Credit Counseling, does two things. First, they'll just talk to you. Maybe they can figure out a way for you to rearrange your budget. But second, they can put you in a debt payment program, a program where they negotiate with your creditors, reduce the interest rate, take some of the penalties off, and they will get you out of debt. It does hit your credit report, but you are paying them one check a month. They're paying your creditors as agreed, and it's not as horrible as these debt settlement programs, which can leave you vulnerable. So 800-388-2227. Nonprofit. As the economy slows, we're going to have more people buried in debt, not only credit card debt, but this, you know, pay in four payments, four easy payments, buy now, pay later. So I think we'll see more of those problems. That's why it's at the homepage, terrysavage.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're on.
Sure, yes.
And Matt, good luck and thanks for calling.
To let her know that I did do that.
You know what? Just made my day. Thank you very much. I'm glad you did it. That's great.
And Terry, you're on with John tomorrow for the entire lunch hour.
Oh, listen, big news for those of you who follow the stock market. Dr. Bob Fralick is going to join us. We'll be on between 12 and 1 o'clock. Dr. Bob, who predicted, it's hard to believe. Never mind, I won't even. He's the bull who, through all these tough times, has predicted the market would go higher. Just fortuitously is joining us as we start the fall season, the day after Labor Day, tomorrow on the Wintrust Business Hour at noon.
We'll be listening.
Thank you.